This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Yisai. We continue in Daf HaShavua. So today is Blat Masechta Chagiga Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're going to try to finish the first parak. How's that? And then you have a whole week to chazer the first parak. Okay, so Gemara had a kasha. The Gemara wants to know. The Mishnah said, "Me'ilois are kahararim hatsulim basara." There are many mountains of halacha that are dependent on a hair's breadth. So the Gemara had a kasha. What do you mean? Me'ila is written. Me'ila is written. So Rava said, it's coming to teach me a case where if the Balabas realized the last moment that the money that he gave the Shliach was hektish, and the Shliach didn't know, and the Shliach misappropriates it, he uses it for a secular purpose, the Shliach is ma'al. The Shliach is ma'al. Now, why is the Shliach ma'al? Because the Balabas, he terminates the Shlichus. He doesn't want the Shliach to use the hektish money. And the kasha on that is Anya Ma'ika Ovid. What did the poor Shliach Anya Ma'ika Ovid, what did the poor Shliach do wrong? And that's why this halacha is like a mountain of halachas that are hanging on a hair's breadth. So Rav Ashi said, what's the kasha? Why is this anything different than someone who unknowingly spends hektish money, where we know they're a mayel? So too the shliach, even though he didn't realize it was hektish, he's mayel. So the Gemara ultimately said that the case of me'ila is, well, that which we learned in the Mishnah, if you take a stone or a beam of hektish, it's not considered me'ila. But if you give it to your friend, it is me'ila. But your friend is not mayel. So the Gemara asked on this Mishnah, either way you took it, why do you have to give it to your friend? Why are you only mayel if you give it to your friend? So this halacha is like a mountain of halacha that's dependent on a hair's breadth. It's not sourced clearly in the Chumash. So now this is where we're up to. In fact, the Gemara my kasha, what's the question? Dilma k'dishmuel. Maybe the rationale behind this halacha is like what Shmuel said, the Amar Shmuel said, hacha begizbar, here we're talking about the treasure of Hektish, that it was given to him the stones of the building of the Mikdash. That's what we're talking about. Now, a treasurer, everything is already in his Rishus. So, when he takes it, nothing is changing, because it was always in his domain. So that's why if he just takes it, he's not mayel, because it was always in his domain. If he gives it to someone else, he's mayel, because he's transferring the rishus. So why would this be an unclear halacha? This is a very clear halacha. It was always in the rishus of the gizbar until he gave it to somebody else. So this should not be classified as hararin, hatuyim besara. This is a very clearly based halacha. Ella miseifa, but rather it's going on the latter case. Bana b'toch beisai, harei zeh lo mayal. If you build the beam in your house, you're not over on me'ila. Ad sheyader tachta, until you live under it, b'shava pruta, the value of a pruta. Frakti Gemara, why would this be? Michti, shenuye shanye. When you built it into your house, you clearly permanently changed the stone, and now it's cemented into your house. So then why does it make a difference whether you lived under it or not? You did a shinoi, and yet doing a shinoi alone does not make it that you're over on me'ila. So then why does living under it render it me'ila? Mali dar, mali loidar. So why should it make a difference? It must be that this is taka, an example of a halacha, which is not really rooted in the Torah. Hainu kahararin hatoyim basara. This is like a mountain of halacha that's dependent on a hair's breadth. Says the Gemara, no, this is also a very clear halacha. My kosha, what's the question? Dilma l'chidah Rav. Maybe it's like Rav said. The Amar Rav, like Rav said, kagoin shehinicha al pi aruba. You know what the case is? Where you neatly fit the stone into a skylight. So you didn't cement it, so it could always be taken out. So the truth is, you didn't do anything until you actually live under it. So dilma l'chidah Rav, the Amar Rav, kagoin shehinicha al pi aruba. You put it on a skylight. E darbe if you live therein. So then you're Avram Ila. Loi darbe if you didn't live there. Loi, you're not Avram Ila. So we don't know yet what is the case of Me'ila that we say is Kahararim Hatulim Basara. Ela li'olam k'derava, really, it's like Rava said. What did Rava say? Rava said that if the Balabais remember that it was Hekdish, and the Shliach didn't know, and the Shliach uses it for a profane purpose, the Shliach is Oivar Ame'ila. And which she asked, why in the world should the Shliach be Oivar Ame'ila? And then the Gemara says, why not? Why is it any different than somebody who spends the Hekdish money unknowingly? In other words, the Gemara said, this is not a Chiddush. We all know that if somebody takes money out of their wallet and he unknowingly spends Hekdish's money, that's Me'ila. So that's why the Shliach, who didn't know it was Hekdish, is Oivar Ame'ila. Says the Gemara, Elalaylam Kidarava. Really, it's like Rava said, it's talking about a case where the Balabais realized that the money that he gave the Shliach was Hekdish and the Shliach didn't know. Udekosh Kashalach, and that which we asked, Midi Dahava Amoitzi Mois Hekdish Lechulen, that this should be parallel to someone who spends money of Hekdish for a profane use, which we say is Me'ila. Says Gemara, that it's not such a strong analogy. Just because that case is Me'ila doesn't necessarily mean the case of the Shliach who accepted the money unknowingly, it should be Me'ila. Hasam Meida Yada De'ika Zuzi De'Hekdish. There, he knows that there's money of Hekdish. Meaning, when someone spends his money and then he realizes, oy vey, it was Hekdish, he knows that in his possession is Hekdish money. He just took the wrong money. So, but since he knows that he has Hekdish money in his possession, he needs to be more careful. And if he's not more careful, even though he's a shoygeig, but he's not an oinus, there is a certain degree of responsibility that he incurs. Meida yada, he knows the ikazuzi, the Hekdish, that there is Hekdish money. Boy leyune, he should have investigated. Hacha, but over here, mi yada, does the shliach have any clue that the Balabais gave him Hekdish money? Why would the Shliach even think so? Man, I give you a, go buy me a Coke. Why would you think that I may have had Hekdish tzedakah money that I may have given you? So he has no reason to have even thought that maybe the Meshaleach gave him Hekdish money, and yet he's still Chayev. So this is Kahararin Atulim Besara. This is like a mountain of halachos that's dependent on a hair's breadth. Okay. Then the Mishnah said cases that are yesh lohem amasha yismaychu. But the first cases of the Mishnah were mikra muat v'halachas merubais. Few psukim and many halachas. Tana, we learned, negayim, the laws of tzaras, v'ayalais, and the laws of what constitutes an ayal, mikra muat v'halachas merubais. Few psukim and many halachas.
That's with everything, though. That's with the whole Torah.
So the Gemara says, actually, this is one branch of halacha that there are many of sukkim. You have a whole parsha, Tazria Mitzayra. You know, you have that mikra muat. You have so many psukim. Negam mikra muat, negam mikra meruva. Negam has many psukim. Who? Amar Rav Papa Hachi Kamar. Negam mikra meruva halachas muatais. Negam, there are many psukim, and not so many halachas outside of the psukim. Ayalois mikra muad v'alachas murvais. Ayalois, there are few psukim and many halachas. Umay nafkamina. And what's a nafkamina? There are a lot of psukim, few halachas, few psukim, many halachas. Who cares? The nafkamina is imestapko lach milsa benagoyim. If you're in doubt about something in Hilchos Taras ayin bekroy, look in the verse. Vimestapko lach milsa v'ayalois. They have a shaila in ayalois ayin v'masnisin. Look in the Mishnah. Dinin. Ah. So then the Mishnah said the following cases have what to rely on.
So now, depends on the nature of the halacha that you're looking at.
Right. Depends on the subject matter.
Right.
Now, the Mishnah said, dinim have what to rely on. Now, what to rely on sounds like, it's not mamish explicit, but there is very strong substantiation in the psukim. The Gemara asked, what do you mean this substantiation? It's explicit. It says, in fact, the Gemara, michtav ksivan. It's written explicitly. It's not needed only for Rabbi. The Tanya, Rabbi Omer, nefesh tachas nefesh. It says like this. Somebody is gay, he's in a fight with his friend, and he wanted to punch out Yankel. And Nebuch, he punched out a woman, and he killed the woman. So one Tana holds, we're going to kill him, because he was mechavin lahamis, not this woman, or someone else, and he killed. But Rebbe says, no. Neskavin l'argazav argazav pater. And what's nefesh tachas nefesh? Mamayim. Says the Gemara, "Atoim your mamayin, oyein el nefesh mamish." You can say it's money or only a nefesh. Nemra nesina lamata. It says nesina here in this subject. It says v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, and v'nemra nesina lamata. It says nesina above. That's talking about a guy who wanted to punch his friend, and he punched the woman's fetus, and he caused an aborted fetus. And there it says, regarding the value of the Vlad, it says v'nasan b'fli lim. So just ma'la halon mamon, just like there you're paying the value of the fetus, afkan mamon. Here too you're paying the woman's value. Now another case where we said has a lot of substantiation is the avoida. Says the Gemara, avoida, you have many parshas that explain it at length. Michtav k'sivan, it's written explicitly. Says the Holy Gemara, lo nitzricha ela lehoileches hadam. It's not needed only for Hailachas Hadam. This means like as follows. The Tani we learned in a brisa of Vehikrivu. This is only needed for the laws of Hailacha. What does this mean? Let's see Rashi. V'hekrivu zu kabal sadam. Afa pishulashen hoilacha. It says in the braisa v'hekrivu that refers to the Kabbalah. Even though it says it in a lashon of bringing, we know that when you shecht an animal, you shecht it, you accept the blood in a vessel, you bring it to the mizbeach, and you spritz it on the mizbeach. The shechita, Kabbalah, hoilacha, Zrika. Now, there's a halacha about halacha. Now, do you always need to do halacha? No, because if you shech the animal right near the mizbeach, so you're mekabel adam, and then you sprinkle it from there, so you may not have to do halacha. Sometimes halacha is not needed. So you would think, since halacha is not needed, maybe it doesn't have the same guidelines as the other avodos. So what we're going to learn is, the same way the other avodas, let's say, require the kohen to be wearing big day kahuna, and require the kohen to be standing, halacha also has those requirements. How do I know this? Because it says, v'hikrivu. V'hikrivu refers to Kabbalah Sadan. How do I know? It says, Rashi, afal pi shu lashon halacha, even though v'hikrivu is lashon of bringing, eno ela Kabbalah, it refers to receiving. Because it says it after the shechita. And there can't be halacha without Kabbalah. So it says the word v'hikrivoi, but it refers to Kabbalah. But the Torah uses a lashon of halacha. How do I know v'hikrivo is a lashon of halacha? The chsiv, v'hikriv ha-koyen es ha-koyel, the koyen will bring close everything, v'hikter ha-mezbecha. And when it says v'hikriv, amar marzu ha-ileches evarim l'keves, this refers to bringing the limbs near the ramp. So we know, okay, what's going on over here? We were proving from the pasuk v'hikriv ha-koyen es ha-kovik der mizbecha that the word v'hikriv refers to halacha. And yet, the Torah, when talking about Kabbalah, calls it halacha. Why does the Torah call Kabbalah halacha? To teach lememra, the halacha loy safka miklal Kabbalah. That halacha is not extricated from the category of Kabbalah Sadam. Meaning, the same way Kabbalah Sadam has specific requirements, halacha will have specific requirements as well. Look at Rashi. V'hikriv ha-koyin es ha-koyel gabe evarim k'siv. It says by the evarim, v'hikriv ha-kerev v'ha-kra'ayim. The innards and the knees, yirchatz v'mayim, v'hikriv ha-koyin es ha-kovik derm zbecha. Zuhaylech es evarim la-kevesh. La-kevesh. De'ilu haktara v'hedyuk k'siv v'kra. V'hikter ha-mizbecha. The ekrivoi doesn't mean the burning, because it says it explicitly. So why does it then refer to the Kabbalah as halacha? To teach leisafke meklal Kabbalah, lechol dvareha, for all matters. Even though you could be mevatel halacha, sometimes you don't have to do halacha. Rashi says shemratza shoychei b'tzad mizbeach. You could, if you want, shech near the mizbeach. The zorek, but hecha duloi batla avoidahi. Where you're not mevatel it, where you're doing it, it's an avoida, and it will be mefagel the carbon. Meaning, if you have an improper thought during halacha, even though you didn't have to do the halacha, but if you are doing the halacha and you have an improper thought, it will render the carbon invalid. And you need a kohen to do halacha. He has to be doing big day kahuna. And if he's an oinin, he's going to passel. Or if he's sitting, he's going to passel. Or if he's uncircumcised, he's going to passel. Okay. Another branch of halacha we said is firmly based, and the Gemara is taharos. The Gemara says mechtav ksivan. What do you mean taharos? Is written explicitly. Leinitzrucha. No, this was only needed to be said ella l'shir mikvah, regarding the measurement of a mikvah. How big is the mikvah? Delay ksiva. Doesn't say anywhere in the Chumash how big a mikvah is. The tanya v'rachatz b'mayim b'mei. It says you should wash in water. So we darshin in b'mei mikvah. In the water of a mikvah. Es kol b'saroi. All your flesh. Mayim shekol gufay oila b'hen. Water that your whole body fits in. V'kamahin, how much water does a person's whole body fit in? Well, how wide is a person? How long is a person? How tall is a person? Person is at his widest point 2 amos. You have to be a little bit fat to be 2 amos, because that's 4 feet wide. Most people are not. And 4 amos, basically maybe if you stick out your hands. And then how tall is a person? Around 6 feet tall. 3 amos. Excuse me, 1 amah is 2 feet. So that's a person is 2 feet wide, 2 feet on the other direction, and then usually 6 feet tall. So 1 amah by 1 amah by 3 amahs, which is 40 sub, by the way. What's mayim shekol gufay oil b'hen? What's water that one's whole body is fits in? V'kamahin, amah al amah barum shalash amahs. 1 amah by 1 amah at a height of 3 amahs. V'shiyaru chachamim. And the Chachamim evaluated, mei mikvah, how much water is the water of a mikvah? Arbaim sa, 40 sa. Tmeyais. Those are also branches of halacha that have what to rely on. The Gemara says, we don't know what to rely on. Mikhtav ksivan, they're written explicitly. No. Leinitzrucha ela lecha adasha. It's only needed for the halacha of an adasha. What does this mean? That how much of a... We know a dead sheretz renders someone tameh. How much of a carcass of a sheretz will render you tameh? Do you have to touch the entire sheretz? You need the length of a lentil. L'cha'adoshim in ha-sheretz. So like Siva, it doesn't say the shear explicitly. The Tanya we learned in a braisa. One pasuk says... Bohem. Ela ha-tameyim lochem b'chol ha-sheretz kol ha-nergea bohem. Bohem implies you have to touch the whole thing. So the Braisa says, Yachal b'chulan, I would think you have to touch the whole thing. Talmud loymar. Therefore the next pasuk says, Mayhem. It says, V'chal ha-sharif ala mayhem, which implies you only have to touch part of the sharats, even a small part. Yachal b'miktsasan. I would think even if you touch a tiny bit, no, Bohem, you have to touch the whole thing. Oh, the whole thing? Mayhem. So do you have to touch the whole thing or only part? So that means there's a minimum shear, that minimum shear will be construed as if you touch the whole thing. Ha ketzad, ad sheyiga b'mektsasai shehu kekulai. Until you touch part, which is like the whole thing. How much is part, which is like the whole thing? Shi'aru chachamim b'ka'adasha. The chachamim evaluate that if you touch a lentil size, that's like the whole thing. Why? Where do they chalim zech this amount? Why? Why should a lentil be like the whole thing? It's not. There's a svara. Shekein choymet, a weasel, it's a type of sheretz, tchilosa b'kadosha, when it's a little baby, is the size of a lentil. So we see an entirety of a sheretz could be measured up in the shear of an adasha. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, no, that's not the shear. It's not a kadasha. It's kizan of halata, like a lizard's tail. Why a lizard's tail? Because even if you cut off a lizard's tail, it'll still move around. So that means it's a separate entity, and that's the size. That's the size of how much of a sheretz you have to touch to render you tummy. Let's finish the parak, huh? Then we can make a siyum haparak. We could go to MetLife Stadium. We could give out warmers.
Season's over.
Okay, Arayos could get a good deal.
Probably a very good deal.
Okay, Arayos. So Gemara says, Arayos? It's not that they don't have what to rely on. It's explicit. Michtav ksivan. No, leinitzrucha ella. Leinitzrucha levitoy meanusasei deloy ksiva. The daughter of the woman that you rape doesn't say anywhere that she's an erva to you. So she's not your wife's daughter. She's the daughter of someone who you coerced. First of all, how do you know she's an erva? And how do you know there's chayiv sreifa? The Amar Rava, Rava said, Amar li Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, asya heina heina asya zima zima. We make exer shava heina heina. We make exer shava zima zima. What's heina heina? It says ervas isha uvita lois segale es bas bena the es bas vita lois sikach legales ervasa shara heina zima hi. We know by your wife, not only your wife's daughter, your wife's granddaughter is also an erva to you. Then we have a pasuk, ervas bas bincha, your granddaughter, your son's daughter, your daughter's daughter, heina. So we say like this, this second pasuk is not talking about your wife's granddaughter, it's your granddaughter. So he said, just like by your wife's granddaughter, not only is it her granddaughter, but it's her daughter also, so too by your relative, it's not only your granddaughter, it's your daughter also. So the kasha, so just, what do we need a gzer shava for? Just make a gzer kavachomer, that if you can't live with the granddaughter of the woman you rape, certainly with the daughter. The answer is, we know, ein mashirin min adin, ein oinshin min adin. You can't warn someone or punish someone from a kavachomer. Now, that's how I learn out heina heina. And what about sreifa? That I learn out zima zima. It says, Rashi says, by nesuin, sha'ara heina zimahi. And it says by an anusa, ki ervascha. It says zima by nesuin, and it says by oinsin, it says what? We know, once we learn out anusa, Rashi says from nesua, by nesua, it says zima, just like it says by anusa, and it says sreifa, where isha shayikach es isha v'es ima zima hi ba esh yisroifu. So it says zima by nesuin, and it says zima by ervas isha uvita. So it gets the sreifa over to your wife's granddaughter, and then we bring the sreifa over to your granddaughter through the original heina heina. Okay, so basically, this is what it means, that they have what to rely on, even though most arayos are said explicitly, but this detail of the daughter of your anusa is not said explicitly. We have to learn out from a double gzera shava, so that's why we say it has what to rely on. And then finally, the Mishnah said that these halachos that have what to rely on, hein hein gufei Torah. That's the main body of the Torah, as if the things that don't have explicit scriptural source is not the main body of the Torah, but it's all the Torah. The Gemara says, Hani in hanachloi, only that which has strong scriptural basis in the Chumash is the Gufei Torah, the Torah itself, and the rest is not. Ela Eima, but rather say, Hein Vehein Gufei Torah. It's all the main body of the Torah. All the above cases, whether they have strong scriptural source or if they have flimsy scriptural source, it's all Torah Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. There's no difference. One is not more Torah than the other. Hadrin aloch hakol chayoven. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.